This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology.
Welcome to the Food Science Corner for Beginners with Meredith Hodenot. Today's topic, heat.
Cooking is simply changing food molecules with heat. We have an idea of what heat feels like. An open oven, a humid day in July, accidentally burning yourself on a hot skillet. But what is heat down on the molecular level? On today's show, we're going to talk about the essence of heat and how we use it in the kitchen. Heat is the energy we give molecules to make them move faster. Cold molecules move very, very slowly. As we add heat, the molecules move faster and faster until they're whipping all over the place. So the difference between hot and cold is just a difference in energy. If your mom ever yells at you for leaving the door open in winter and letting the cold air in, you can yell right back that you're actually letting the hot air out. Heat is not the same as temperature, though they are connected. Temperature is a measurement of molecular speed. I like to imagine heat and temperature like a car booking it down the highway. Heat is your foot on the gas pedal, providing the power, and temperature is the radar gun a cop is holding out the side of the road. Temperature is just a way of seeing what heat is doing. There are lots of ways to turn up the heat in the kitchen, but today I'm going to focus on three methods to show how heat energy travels. First, the stovetop. The stove is probably the most direct supply of heat we have. Turn a knob and fire, or if you have an electric stove, a hot coil, instantly springs to life. But we don't just slap a steak directly on the burner. Instead, we put a piece of metal in between the food and the fire, a pan. The fire heats up the molecules in the pan, gets them moving pretty fast. Then the pan molecules bash into the food above, making the food molecules go faster. That's why only the food directly in contact with the pan cooks. This molecule-on-molecule smackdown type of heat transfer is called conduction. Secondly, the oven. The oven is a lot less direct than the stove. Ovens have a big heating element in the bottom that heats up the entire inside of that metal box. This setup causes two types of heat transfer. First, the air in the oven heats up and starts swirling around and transfers its energy to the food. This is called convection. The faster the air moves, the quicker the food will cook. At the same time, the hot air also heats up the sides of the oven. The hot sides reverberate with heat energy and aim that energy back to the food through waves. This is called radiation. And lastly, the microwave. Microwaves work solely through radiation. Instead of using a heat source, microwave ovens use waves. Like radio waves or waves of light, these waves move through space and can deposit energy. An electromagnetic coil in the back of the microwave makes these waves and directs them at the food. The waves make any asymmetrical molecule vibrate, moving back and forth really, really quickly. Most every food in the world is full of one asymmetrical molecule in particular. Water. The water vibrates so fast that it gets hot enough to make steam. Microwave food is basically using its own water to steam itself. Let's experiment with these three types of heating methods and see what happens. To make heat transfer coffee cake, you'll need 3 tablespoons of softened butter, 6 tablespoons of sugar, 2 eggs, 6 tablespoons of sour cream, a few drops of vanilla extract, 3/4 of a cup of flour, and 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda. For the crumb topping, you'll need 3 tablespoons of butter, 6 tablespoons of flour, 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, and 3 teaspoons of cinnamon. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Mix the cake ingredients together. Once everything is incorporated, scoop 1/3 of the batter into a mug, another 1/3 into a muffin tin, and save the last 1/3 in the bowl. Mix all the crumb topping ingredients in a separate bowl, and then sprinkle some on top of the mug and the muffin. Save out the last 1/3. Put the mug in the microwave and cook on high for 1 minute, then keep cooking for an additional 10 seconds until the cake is cooked all the way through. Let cool before eating. Put the muffin tin in the oven and cook for 15 to 20 minutes, or until the cake is beautifully golden brown and cooked all the way through. Meanwhile, heat up a little butter in a sauté pan and fry up the last 1/3 of the batter like a pancake. Right before you flip it, sprinkle on some of the crumble. Let's compare these three methods. Both the frying and the baking take longer than the microwave. But the microwave depends on steam to cook, so it can't get hotter than 212 degrees, aka the temperature of making steam. This means that the cake can't get golden brown in the microwave. The oven and the pan have much higher temperatures, so they can caramelize those sugars. Both the microwave and the oven cook from all sides at once, which makes the cakes fluffy. The pan can only cook from one side at a time, so it ends up flat like a pancake. No matter the cooking method, they're all delicious. I'm Meredith Hodnott for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks for listening.